get a sense of you guys as an audience. Clap if you're married right now. Clap if you're married. You guys here in the front, how long did you guys know each other before you got married?
5 years.
5 years? That's always an interesting figure to me, how long people knew each other before they got married, you know? Clap if you knew your person 5 years or less. Okay? Clap if it was 3 years or less. All right? Clap if it was 2 years or less. We're all laughing because you'll probably get divorced. That was a crazy idea. Why'd you do that? You didn't need to do that. You could just keep dating or whatever. Why? What happened? Did you lose a bet or something? What? Look, of course, I could be totally wrong. You guys could be soulmates. I don't know. But to me, 2 years doesn't seem like enough time to get to know someone to know you want to spend the rest of your life with them. 2 years? 2 years? I've had sweaters for 2 years. I've been like, what the fuck was I doing with this sweater? So stupid looking. I can't believe I thought about keeping that sweater for the rest of my life. That's a sweater. Another thing people do that scares me, they'll marry their high school sweetheart. That's strange to me, to meet someone when they're like 16 years old and just go, all right, I'm done. Well, I don't think I'm gonna run into anyone interesting in my 20s or 30s. I'm just gonna lock this shit down now. For no reason at all. Think about all the dumb things you believed when you were that age. Think about all the stupid decisions you made. Imagine being stuck with any of those decisions for the rest of your life. Even just little things. It's like, all right, well, I guess I got this Bob Marley poster over my bed for the rest of my life. It's cool, though, because they took a bunch of little photos of Bob Marley and they put it together to make it look like a big photo of Bob Marley. It's a mosaic. I just don't think you have any idea what your adult life is going to be like when you're 16 years old. You realize how awful my life would be if it turned out the way I thought I was going to when I was 16 years old? You know what my big plan was? I was going to go to college and major in business and biology. That was the plan. First, I hit you with the business. You think it's all done. Then I come back, hit you with the biology. What was I going to do with this stupid double major? Sell organs on the black market very efficiently. I have friends from college, they're starting to get married. Went to one of the weddings, asked the groom, I said, hey, why did you decide to get married? He goes, well, I don't know, we've been dating a few years now. Wow, that's a terrible way to answer that question. Especially with that tone and cadence. I don't know. That's not the appropriate tone and cadence to answer that question. That's the appropriate tone and cadence if someone's like, hey, why'd you buy a Fiji water? I don't know, bottle look kinda cool. Perfect, that's a fantastic moment to use that tone and cadence. So well done. That's also not a reason to get married, you know?
We've been dating a few years now.
I've been eating at the same taco stand for a few years now. I'm not gonna commit to that taco stand for the rest of my life. Everything's fine with my current relationship with the taco stand. Now, if the taco stand wanted to move into my apartment with me, I might be up for that. Because then I'd have delicious tacos whenever I wanted, but the economics of taco stands wouldn't allow such a thing. I know what you're thinking, wow, Aziz just compared women to tacos. He must not think that highly of women. No, I just think that highly of tacos.
Stream Aziz Ansari, Buried Alive, only on Netflix.